Following the signing of the third coronavirus stimulus package at the end of March, New York Congressman Antonio Delgado is turning his attention to what's being called COVID-4. Delgado has been focusing on small businesses and family farms in his 19th district and also rural broadband. House Democrats say they were able to include $150 billion to support state and local governments in the third bipartisan COVID-19 emergency relief package. Still, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo criticized the bill for not helping the state enough. Delgado, a fellow Democrat, says the next bill needs to continue to build resources for state and local entities.
The cost of, protecting our community, the cost of saving lives, the cost of protecting our economy, all of these things, are a real issue. And it is important that we continue to build on that. I'll say, and it's important to note this, that when we were negotiating the CARES Act the first go around, the opposing side of the aisle did not want to do anything for state and local entities. And so we were able to secure the funds that we were, which ultimately would be divided amongst the state and local governments, but only because Democrats really, pushed that, fairly aggressively. So the work continues in that space, and it should continue in that space. And I've, talked to my colleagues in the New York delegation. I signed on to a letter that makes it clear that we want to make sure that moving forward, the unique situation of New York is accounted for. We are the canary in the mine in many respects for the country. And so it's important that, as we allocate resources, it reflects that unique situation we find ourselves in. I'd also note that, we want to continue to build out those pieces that we need to build out to ensure the economy can bounce back. And that means making sure we're thinking about infrastructure. It means making sure we're thinking about investment in broadband access. We know how important those things are right now for our communities, from homeschooling to small businesses being able to switch their, their platforms online to telemedicine. So it's so critical that we get broadband up and running. And then we've got to work out the kinks that in the CARES Act. I think some of this, the programs, while important programs and I think in much needed ones, from the paycheck, protection program to the economic injury disaster loan program. There's some things in each of those that, could use some smoothing out in terms of expanding eligibility and just streamlining the process overall. So a lot can be done as we move forward and focus on the next package.
Meantime, Governor Cuomo recently issued an executive order allowing the state to redistribute ventilators and personal protective equipment from institutions that don't currently need them and redeploy the equipment to other hospitals with the highest need. The order softens the governor's previous stance of mandating that ventilators and such from upstate hospitals be sent to New York City, a stance met with concern by Delgado and others on both sides of the aisle.
To me, and some of the reporting on that was very sloppy, in my opinion. When you hear publications trying to describe a point of view as condemnation, to me, that's the kind of reporting that is an indictment on some of the elements in journalism, present company excluded. What we were doing, what I was doing, was just simply expressing, the point and making the observation that, while we are certainly always willing and ready to stand with our fellow New Yorkers in any situation, any endeavor, as somebody who represents the upstate community, as somebody who's seen firsthand the shortages, in terms of healthcare access, in terms of personnel, in terms of equipment, that have plagued our area well before the pandemic. It was just a matter of expressing that reality and making it clear that, we think about all these dynamics while we seek to make sure that we're there for each other in every way, shape, or form possible during this critical time. And it's just unfortunate, in my opinion, that some folks saw it as an opportunity to drive wedges and politicize the situation.
Can I just ask for comment on how the order did come out, which I believe says make sure your needs are met first, wherever you are upstate, before anything
was
shifted.
That's the point, right? The point is, we look out for everybody. We look out for each other, and we make sure that everybody's needs across the board are accounted for, you know, because everybody right now is going through it. You know, people are really hurting all throughout this state, and we want to make sure that, you know, as we shift things around, as we move things, we're doing so in a way that accounts for the realities on the ground, wherever they may be.
And which this seems to do. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I think it's fair to say that.
On Wednesday, the village of Rhinebeck held a healthcare salute parade in vehicles to show support for local healthcare workers at Northern Dutchess Hospital. Delgado and his family participated.
It was more emotional than I think we had anticipated. You know, there was an incredible turnout, so many cars. And, you know, you see all the folks in the front lines, they're outside and, you know, with masks on, and they're showing their appreciation as we are showing them appreciation. And you could tell that they were moved by, you know, the outpouring of love and support from the community. And it certainly touched me. It was great to have Basie there with me and to have our boys there as well. You know, we made nice signs. And so, yeah, it was a really uplifting experience. And just, you know, I think goes to what we need right now in so many respects, which is a lot of love for each other, a lot of compassion and just mutual respect, particularly as it speaks to with regard to our healthcare workers, who are just tremendous in their work and in their commitment. So, yes, and it's just a really wonderful, heartwarming event.
New York Congressman Antonio Delgado represents the 19th District. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.